Hey, we're back again for boo number three on this Saturday. And we're going to do something rather fun. Well, necessary for me, but possibly fun for you. I'm going to wash up. And I'm going to wash up in stereo. There are some glasses and things that require my attention so that Kirsten and the kids don't have to come back to a sink full of the same stuff that was in it when they left. And also, I need lunch. So I thought, why not wash up and talk to my imaginary friends, as SM2N says when he starts his audio blog. I like SM2N a great deal. Massive respect for him, because as one father to another, he talks on a level, and I really like that. And admittedly, most of the conversations we've had have been about our kids, but that's not all we've talked about. And you know, that's not what you would base a friendship on anyway. But he's just a great guy. And this plate is not standing up. I don't know why it's not standing up. But we're going to rectify that. Stand it up. Set this to scroll down again. Are you a drunk plate? Yes? Is that what it is? Alright. We'll stop being a drunk plate in my presence. Because there are kids around. Well, there aren't at the moment, but that's okay. The kids have gone off to their grandmas. They made it. And grandpas. So I'm here keeping house, and as usual, waiting in for packages. Oh, that's a sharp knife. I'm glad that I saw the back side of the blade instead of the front side. Live on Audioboo. Well, you know what I mean. Pre-recorded live on Audioboo, otherwise I might be going, ouch, crap, that hurt like a cow on a stick. But that's alright. I found the less hurty bit first. So yeah, people. I want to talk about people that we've discovered on Audioboo. And I don't mean like Discovery Thursday. I just meant, you know, off the top of your head, people that have interested you, that have sent you maybe DMs that don't boo very much, or that boo and have never sent you a DM that you've just sort of found. This isn't, you know, I did my Discovery Thursday the week before last. I didn't do one this week. I forgot. But SM2N springs to mind, as he sent me quite a few boos over the last few days, and comments to my boos, and of course Topgold has. And I think that's great, you know, when big people that have lives actually stop and listen to the little people that have less of them. It's great. I just think that's really awesome. There's some fun things here, like a beautiful dinging bowl, and that's why I like washing up. I always find all the fun things. Oh, yes. What else did I want to mention? Oh, yeah, I was having a conversation with someone else on Audioboo, actually, who I don't think has Twitter, but her name is Jo Fishwick. And she'd listened to the boo that I posted a minute ago about Jake, a minute ago, and saying how bright he sounded at 3. And I think that Nick Adamson family's Ewan sounds quite the same. Actually, he sounds older than his 3, because Nick posted the boo recently about him going to big school. And I thought, wow, he sounds incredibly older than Jake does, even though they're the same age. Different wording and things like that, but certainly it struck me that he did sound older than 3. And Jo Fishwick said that she had heard somebody mention before that sons and daughters of visually impaired parents, or blind, whatever you want to call them. Blind in particular, I suppose, because sighted people, or partially sighted, would be able to see the nods and shakes of the head, where I cannot. So, alright, let's break it down. Children of blind parents mostly learn to speak quicker because they have to. Because if I'm telling Jake something not to do something, and I say, do you understand? And he's there sniffling and nodding at me, I don't know. So like a person in a foreign country, I raise my voice slightly more and say, do you understand? And he's still doing the same thing. But he's obviously learned not to do that. Only mummy can see that, daddy cannot. So when I start using that tone of voice that you dislike, just say yes, daddy. And I'll be quiet. And I'll get on with it. So it's an interesting proposition, contribution, theory of theoreticals. And people have said more than once that Jake does sound rather articulate for his age. And I'm not sure, I haven't been around very many kids, to be honest. But even his nursery have said this. And then random people that have met me on Audioboo also. Which, you know, it's really great to hear good stuff about your kids. Never, ever doubt that for a minute. So, yeah, it's things like that. Plate. Now a clean plate. What else is left in this very hot sink? Teaspoon. Well, that's easy, isn't it? Teaspoon. Now a clean teaspoon. Which would serve me tiramisu and other such things. And a couple other things in the middle of the sink. More teaspoons. Alright. I think we're nearly done. And a syringe. But, medicine syringe. We're not druggies. You better know that right now, boys and girls. Is that another one? Yeah, it's another one, but it's a really weird place. And I can't get to it. So, oh well. That's our washing up concluded. Right. Let's rinse the hands. Happy hand rinsing experience from all the fairy liquid. Oh yeah. And now I have to think about lunch. But now that I've washed up a few plates on which I can eat lunch off of, that's not a big problem anymore, is it? No, it isn't. I'm probably going to have a couple of pieces of chicken with ketchup from our last night's takeaway, because I always order over what I want for the night, and then I have stuff to eat the next day, do you see? So I order 6 pieces of chicken and a couple of burgers, because I'm a greedy sod. Then I had a burger last night and a couple of pieces of chicken and some chicken nuggets. So what's left? Well, there's a burger. There is some chicken. Do I want the chicken or the burger? The burger, I think, is a flame grilled thingy of some sort. You know what? I'm going to have the burger and I'll have the chicken for dinner. It's expedient. Open. Shut. Right, that would do. 2 minutes 30. Absolutely brilliant. So this hasn't exactly been a boo with many topics in it, but it has been me washing up in stereo for your enjoyment, if you can call it that, and walking around the house again, because I wanted to. Bathroom door, which I'm sure you know by now, if you've heard any of my previous boos in this fashion. Hey, there's stuff on the mat. What post do, oh, it's a catalogue. Cool. Maybe I should use Text Detective to read it. It's wrapped up in cellophane. Isn't that exciting? Gosh. Whatever would I do without a cellophane catalogue? Chuck it on the sofa. Let's get a drink. As we wait for the microwave to ding. Open a new bottle of juice. Juice is good. You like juice. Rip off the tag. Oh, and another thing. I can wish happy birthday to Erin, who is Neil and Danielle's daughter. She's one today. So happy birthday, young one. I have not met you yet, but this will rectify itself soon. And, yeah. I've got all that to look forward to with Alice. Did it with Jake already. I just realised I'm not drinking out of my massive man glass. I'm drinking out of an ordinary glass. That's okay. That is fine. And that burger will be done momentarily. But because I don't want to carry both of them across the table at the same time, I'm going to carry the glass first and come back for the burger in a minute. That way I don't necessarily spill anything. Or make a mess. Which is always fun. And this is why I should never have a 30-minute account, because I can just go on and on and on and on and on and not be stopped. You see? I don't even know how long I've been going on at this stage. Are you ready to stop yet? No. I'll stop you though, because I'm sure you are cooked and cooked and quite happy about it. And actually, no, I don't know. It's hard to tell when they're in these sort of fake McDonald's cases. It's hissing at me. Are you cooked enough? Probably. Now, well. Zero the microwave out. Such a healthy meal, I know. Oh well, never mind. Never mind. What about next week? Well, I've got a silly, pointless needs assessment on Friday to declare that I'm still blind and have been for very many long times, and it's not going to change just because you want it to and you don't want to give me any more money or the same amount of money as I've been receiving. And on Thursday, I may or may not be going somewhere fun, but we will see. If I go there, then I shall boo from said location, which will be even more funner. And for those of you using Blind Square, which is a sort of fun but useful app for iOS for blind people, if you have used it in the last day or two, well, day in particular, yesterday they came out with a new update which contains custom-made sounds for alerts and things, which I made. So that's my iOS claim to fame. I know I'm in Accessible Fruit Machine in part, but all the sounds in Blind Square are made by me, not just a handful. So, yay, or something. Anyway, let's see how long I've rambled for and completely bored you silly. Are you going to tell me? No, why? Why do you do these horrible things to me? Oh well. Let's just assume
how long it's been going for and stop it, because it's been going for years and years and years. And then there's nothing to worry about then. So I shall leave you all alone. But thank you. Oh, I think the mic became disconnected and then reconnected because I lost all my audio. Come back. Oh, there we go. Goodness. Frightening prospect. Well, anyway, thanks for listening as usual. Goodbye.